Now, I know y'all was like, for my smokers, I know your day was a little fucked up last Thursday. Because you was looking for a episode to drop on Thursday. And I gave y'all Thursday off, you know. Because I didn't get a chance to record one. The episode I did record is I'm starting to do YouTube exclusives to where that episode will only be on YouTube. Audio video. Because, you know, when it's my solo videos, I want you to focus on my voice and what I'm saying, not my facial expressions or anything of that nature. It's the real test. Am I entertaining enough? Do I entertain you? Because you only hear my voice. You feel me? And so we're back and it's Thursday. I hope you got your coffee. I hope you smoked your blunt or you are smoking as we speak. Because as I'm recording, this is Friday. I got my weed. I've been smoking all day. You know, I had to step out for a minute. Checked out Dollar General. And I think Dollar General and Family Dollar is supposed to be closing. So, I went in there and I checked out what they had going on. I was looking for some shit that I might could use for, like, my phone. You know, something I could prop up my phone if I want to take pictures of myself or whatever. I think I had to go to Ollie's for that. But they really didn't have much. I mean, they had the food and stuff was, they had a lot. But the little tidbit shit. I didn't ask anybody were they in the sales or were they going out of business or not. So, I don't know. Had myself a little caramel macchiato. So, I, you know, have a little something for myself. You know, it's pay week and everything. It's a recording. My day off from work. You know, I got two shows to record tonight. One of them I'm very much looking forward to, this young lady called Hollywood, a.k.a. Super Grip. Looking forward to talking to her. And someone returning, and can't remember if I told her it's going to be a premium smoke room or it's going to be the smoker's lounge. But, and of course, my birthday is coming up. As of this Thursday, my birthday will be this coming Sunday. And Saturday is 420. Which is crazy because I think that, no, I'm actually off that weekend. Yeah, I'm off that weekend. And they're supposed to be having a 420 little, what they call it, festival. So, in downtown Durham, I might fuck around and go. Check it out. Who knows? I'll let you know once I know. You feel me? So, okay, we got a lot to talk about this Thursday today. Because interesting conversations, interesting things. Yeah. So, let's get to it. You know who I am. Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge. And my name, I'm your host. Sorry, I'm jumping, putting the cart before the horse. I'm your host, your wonderful host, the guy you love to see with the missing teeth and still look sexy to the ladies, Kavanaugh, the Southern Champ, a.k.a. the porn rap star. You know what to do. Find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar for sponsors and get through them quickly. I'm not going to do the long, drawn-out shit like I normally do. The hottest adult mag in the game, RodSensorMagazine.com. Voiceover with Smut, award nominated and winning, and they got virtual reality. I'm talking about BlushRock.com. For all your kinky candle needs, check out the Kinky Candle Company on Etsy. Link in the description. And for all your legal needs, please check out the Queen of Law from the Queen City. She is the internet specialist on how to get your shit handled legally. I'm talking about none other than Mitchell Ferrari. Link is in the description. Check out on IG and Facebook. Also, check me out on fullswapradio.com in the morning, 5 days out of the week. Also, SkyHawkAdvert.tv.com as well as the BGP LLC app. And y'all need to go to his YouTube page because we had a great conversation about WrestleMania and everything. And I enjoyed WrestleMania. I love WrestleMania. I'm not about to talk about WrestleMania right now because I did that. Go check it out on his page. My shout out to Gerald Roberts. And whenever there's a pay-per-view, we will discuss. So, well, I've been in a deep thought mode. And things have been going on. I've been getting little wins that I have not been able to enjoy because of other things that kind of preceded. And, like, for example, I started to get some subscribers to the loyal fans, like I've been hoping. A subscriber to the Spotify, to my surprise. And sometimes things can happen in life that you can get little wins that can make you feel affirmated, but then things happen that kind of make shit bullshit. And you can't enjoy it. It could, in energy and the whole nine. So I've been dealing with that. And plus, I guess Mercury's in retrograde. It's my birthday month, and now it's just bullshit. You know, and the one thing that I can sit here and say is that with the eclipse that happened and everything and all the energy that's been going on, it's been crazy because, like I said, all the beefs that have been popping up when it comes to music. I even been seeing it in porn and YouTube and what have you. And it's just like the energy in this day and age right now is very aggressive. Very strong. Very, you know, I don't know if y'all feel it. Maybe some of y'all do. I don't know. Because me, I'm when it comes to energy, I'm the kind of guy that I can feel others' energy. And it can affect me a little bit. You know, if I go into a place and there's bad energy, it might affect me a little bit. It might bring my mood down. It might, you know, you get my drift. You feel me? Then you be some place where the energy is high and jumpy, and you love being there. Damn it, you can't wait to go back. It is that energy. It's like the aggressive nature, the all this shit, right? So, first, I'm going to give you what you want because, like I said, I noticed that when I talk about porn, the shit goes up. So, let's discuss the topic that I've been seeing on both ends of the fence when it comes to content trade, and everything that involves it. And see, I remember when we did content trade, we never really had a conversation or thought about where a person would put content. Where the person is looking to put the content. And to me, I guess back then it was kind of cynical because maybe because the girls wasn't worried about making money off of content because their thoughts was elsewhere when it came to making money in the business. They was more concerned with the escorting side of it or them getting paid up front going to Hollywood. Because like I said, and I explained to people, the game was different when men got into the business. And so when I hear the argument, and the main thing of the argument is that women want to make the most money off of their content, their brand, and everything else. And I said this before, women it's not a shot at women, but sometimes women overthink things. And it's I'm taking the band-aid off. Sometimes I overthink things. And I want you to comprehend what I'm saying. To anyone that's listening to this episode. Women will always make more money than the man. And anytime when you shoot with another guy, it's not going to divert your fan base. Actuality is going to increase it because if they see the guy with you, they're going to go check out who you are if they like what you did. That has not changed in over 100 years of fucking porn. Trust me, there's a man can name off more females that he watch than he can dudes. That's a fact. Men, our business is made off of who we fuck. The more popular, the more known she is, the better off we are. That has not changed. Because they're watching us with her. And when they go to her site, they're watching her with us. And they really don't care who the us is, and they really don't give a fuck who the dick is for so much, as long as the motherfucker look like something. I want y'all to think about it. So, when ladies say, well, I don't want him to post it for free. Now, understand this. I am not for you to post anything for fucking free in this lifetime. The most I've ever posted for free has been 10-minute scene. And it was one segment and was really just a test out what X-Videos did. Other than that, free shit was trailers. I do not count premium content as free, but if y'all want to count it as that, I'll get to that in a second. Because to me, premium content is still money. And it's smart to not be mad at a dude to post that. Now, when it comes to the money aspect of it, right? This is the reason why I say that when ladies, okay, let's go with he did post the shit for free. Okay, hypothetically, he posted it for free. Now, mind you, it may not point back to you, but if he was smart, if he had put your name in the description, or even somewhere in the description, or any way, shape, form, or fashion, you're in the algorithm. So when someone Google, yeah, it's gonna take them to his page, but it's one scene. I know it sounds funny as fuck. It's one scene. Because your name is there. So that means they see your name, they're going to Google it. Now, if a dude posts you and don't put a name, then, okay, that's a disservice when itself. But once you put your name, you do realize the guys are going to Google who's in that video. And if you're on your shit, your name pop up. But here's the point. It's one video. That's why you shoot content. That's why as your career grows, your content trace bubble of people from men and women must shrink. That's why I say the blueprints having a resident male talent who you shoot with on a regular basis. One, because you know where that dick been. Two, because he's the one of a person that you don't mind having his your content on his site. And if anything, he's shooting with other motherfuckers, so you're not flooding his site. Because we're not going to put understand this, if that's the case, that I got a whole bunch of scenes, and me and you shooting together a whole lot, this, that, and the third, and I ain't shooting other chicks, we're going to have a couple sites. Or we're going to split the money from your site. But the point being, is that at the end of the day, that's why you have the blueprint. Because you're going to have to do content trade to get content. There's nothing you can do about that. The key is cutting down how many people get your content. So if you're worried about whether he's putting it on a free site or what have you, well, then I suggest you don't shoot with a bunch of motherfuckers. Even to the conversation when females ask or have restrictions on where a guy can put it, I get that argument. I understand where she's coming from because you are concerned about your brand. But at the same freaking token, I'm going to say this again. Shorty is guaranteed to make more money out of the deal because the only reason, let me explain something to you, ladies. His scene is really more so for you to have an update. It's not to make money because you still need the rest of your other shit to sell along with this for you to see a check. I only know of one motherfucker who made $1 million off of one fucking scene that wasn't a celebrity or nothing of that nature, and that was the one and only, god dang it, what's his fucking name? That show how much. But anyway, I only know one person. And that was with Selena Powell. See, excuse me, I had to cough. Let me sip this drink real quick. Need to wet that throat. Yeah. So the conversation of, and you understand this, you have the right to want what you want out of a deal. But at the same time, you must be willing to compromise. Now, like for example, when a girl sit here and say, well, OnlyFans is the only place that I be on, you must take into account, he may not be popping on OnlyFans. See, because here's the other thing y'all don't think. Just because you hot on OnlyFans don't mean the nigga that you just fucked on camera is hot on OnlyFans. For example, I don't have OnlyFans. Let's say if I'm still active. I don't have OnlyFans. I have everything the fuck else. Now, if I did a conversation where, let's say we had a I did a content trade, and she said, well, you going to put on OnlyFans? I'm like, well, dog, I don't have OnlyFans. First of all, she will know beforehand that I don't have OnlyFans. And if she said, I don't want it on this, I'd be like, this is what I will do. I will drop it. A month, I will drop it only on this site. 6 months later, I will drop on another one. By the end of the year, I'll put it everywhere. Because by then, you should have made your fucking money off of it. But once again, you can't make money off of one scene. You can't make money off of one scene. You can't do it. It ain't fucking possible. You can't make money off of one sale unless you really got that sale real high up. You got to realize, and I think that's where the disconnect and the argument and the, is that females understand or feel, and no, actually, they don't even feel. They understand this shit, they're the stars. But at the same token, let me tell you what it tells me. Y'all the stars, but y'all ain't making money like you want to because you want to know why. If you was making money out of the yin-yang, you wouldn't be worried about it. If you was making money out of the yin-yang, you wouldn't have two OnlyFans. And see, people can sit here and talk that shit all they want to, but you're not going to have two of anything on the same platform unless you're not making money. The reason why you have shit on other platforms is because you do understand that other platforms have their own traffic. You have two pages on OnlyFans. And the reason why, because they basically made it to where you had no choice. You're not making money. People are getting jobs now because they're not making money off of porn as much. And that was bound to fucking happen. So now they're pocket watching the niggas. I have never been in an era where the women are pocket watching the niggas as hard as they do. Now understand, oh, and here's the key. When the girls complained, it was, well, shit, you got that scene and you make all this money off of me and this. You know what the argument was? We told you to set up your own site. We offered to help you do that, to where the money goes to you. Does not touch me. It's in your name. The check goes to your house, to your bank account. I don't touch. I get to use my content. You make your money. You ain't got to pay me shit. And in my case, I'm the one that's running your site. Oh, you got access to it for sure. So if you ever need to, if we part ways, you can just change the password. Have fun. We had that argument. Now, y'all actually got your own shit, and now it's like y'all still complain. The ladies that sit here and bitch and moan about the dudes that was making money off the shit, but didn't realize the reason why we was making all the money, because you could have easily did content trade when we offered it, but you chose to get paid for the scene instead. And guess what? That means you get no copy. We offered to not only set it up for you, but show you how to make the money to where it comes to your pocket, but you didn't want to do that. You want to get paid up front. You want that fast money. So you go to the club, you know what I'm saying? Go get some weed. You know, in the words of O'Shea Duke Jackson, get some weave and some sandals. I laugh every time you say that shit, for real. So it's kind of like, you got to realize that the thing that you complain about now, back then them girls didn't have. Y'all have the way to make money off the content. It takes more than one scene to make money off that content. I get that. Trust me, I know. I've been in the business long enough and still make money off my shit to this day, even though I'm retired. It ain't because of one scene. You know how many scenes that I have now that is pirated as we speak? And it ain't hurt my checks once. See, what happens is when the money goes down, now you start to question everything that you do. You don't question it. No, when the money goes down, you look at, okay, what can I do to make it go up? Do I need to promote more? To be honest with you, him putting it for free, yeah, that scene is for fucking free. But guess what? Don't shoot with him no more. Guess what? He got one. And still here, and then I'm gonna tell you what's funny. You never know when you end up your hard drive or computer crash and all your scenes are gone. And this nigga done put the shit up for free so you can download it back. You know how many scenes that I went up my man Al? Site, not even paid for to get it back because I lost it. I done gave him a check. And I ain't mad at it because I love that dude. Because he really, really was instrumental with my career. But the point being is,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Is that... Be mindful that the way that you get money may not be the way that he gets money. But at the same token, I'm not mad at your thought process, because that is kind of part of the thought process of you know what I'm saying, not widening, but closing more down on my circle. Because as you grow in this business, you want to be more exclusive than exclusive. You feel what I'm saying? We want to see you less places. By year three, I should be seeing you less places and more on your shit. Now, I tell ladies, by year four or five, you should be a kingmaker. By year four or five, you're not shooting as many boy-girl scenes. You got fetish popping. You might got your webcam popping. You do your meet and greets, you got that popping. You got other shit within your balance that is popping. The answer to the question when it comes to dudes and how they put their shit, don't worry about the content, because the content need to be just one part of how the hell you generate money. Now, I can understand girls holding back on the boy-girl shit for how many niggas faking tests nowadays and all this STD and how much money girls got to kick out. That's why so many girls are right now looking to do boy-girl with a boy-girl partner. I even said towards the end of my career, actually, I said it. I was just looking for a content partner, just someone I could shoot with where I ain't got to shoot. We ain't got to go through all that. Because I already see all I need is just somebody that me and her, we can come up with different scenes, do whatever, this. Because, shit, they done seen me with so many chicks, okay? I notice they love it when I'm with the, you know, the wifeless or what have you. It's camaraderie. Familiarity. The same lady. Couple porn makes money. I see a lot of the producers that I came up with, they scaling back the way they only work with one chick. And that's it. See, but the question is, that's why I said that. Don't get it twisted. That's why so many girls, that's why I can see girls scaling back on that end. But like I said, when it comes to, like, where a guy put his content, I'm not necessarily, I'm going to say this again, I'm not for anybody putting the shit for fucking free with nobody where niggas do not have to initially pay something to watch it. Now, let's get to the premium content situation. Ladies, the reason why you shouldn't be mad about that, because one, if he got a premium content, I think you should have one too. Two, they have to pay. It's like Netflix. If these Netflix movie directors, these 2B movie directors, is making bank off of this streaming service, well, I would think you'd be like, okay, if he's on it, maybe I need to be on it. But even more so than that, It's a place behind a paywall that you're going to be seen a lot. And once again, if they see your name, they're going to come to your site. Because at the end of the day, what you're trying to do? You're trying to sell a scene on your site. Actually, what you're trying to get is a motherfucker to get a subscription so he can continue to pay you. That's your ultimate goal. Return customers. I'm not knocking the females worried about where it's being placed, because also I give them this. They also thinking about how their brand look. That's why I say, ladies, your brand also encompasses who you fuck. But people don't believe me when I say that. The only thing I can say to end this, so I can move on to some other shit, is that what people gotta realize when it comes to when you do this content trade stuff like that, be open-minded to the compromise. Take into account both sides of the fence. Dude must take into account this lady is really trying to. Me, I'd be impressed if a female give me some type of restriction on where I can post. Because that means she really gives a damn about her brand and she's serious about the fucking business. And two, if she made me fucking money, I could bend, but I won't break. Ladies must feel the same way. Take into account, he may not be popping on OnlyFans. He might be popping on Minibids. He might be popping on Fansly. He might be popping on Loyal Fans. You know, as long as he puts it behind a paywall. And be open to the premium content. Be open to it. Now, I also see girls are now removing their stuff off of platforms and sticking with platforms. I'm not mad at that. Because ladies can restrict, you can restrict and control where people go. Never think that you can't. But be mindful that if you're going to cut it, make sure it's something that is not going to cost you. Don't cut something where you generate money. Like, for example, I had a Rude. When Rude went away, it didn't hurt me because I wasn't making money with Rude. But when Clips took away the membership site side of things, it hurt my money because I was making a lot of money with it. When it took away DVDs, it hurt my money. Because everybody's money is not made off of cousins. Some people's fan base money is made off of subscriptions. I always made money off of subscriptions way more than individual sales of clips. You know what I'm saying? Because To me, that's the money. That's the money. So, I just find an issue with these conversations that is around now. That wasn't around when I was coming up. But then again, it's a different time. It's a different era. So, I listened to the new Metro Boomin. Everybody has been going nuts by this time. I mean, by this time, I don't know if Drake has dropped his mixtape. By the time he's recording, I haven't heard anything about his response, if he dropped a track or anything. But I do know. I do know. That the wonderful Metro Boomin and Future dropped their second track. Still don't trust him. I listened to a couple of tracks. Looking forward, of course, to Joe's commentary. And, of course, learning the acts and couple people commentary, what have you. And, well, it seemed like everybody hate Drake. everybody hates Drake. How I feel, Drake, you feel like Joe Budden. See, you know when you the king. Because everybody come at you. And it's funny as fuck because I went and listened and didn't realize J. Cole was actually on the album. I gotta like my blood to smoke that one over. J. Cole is actually on the album. So, boy, it really called the question that apology, don't you think? And also for what Maul's conversation was with Drake. Now, I kind of can see why Drake said the energy feels a little different. It feels something feel off. J. Cole has a straight up verse on there. Now, I ain't dissect it because I ain't the guy that sit here and dissect verses and all that shit. But the fact that he has a track on Drake's Ops album, as you know, people say Ops. And he apologized at Dreamville. J. Fold is now J Double Cross. JDC. J Double Cross Cole. We should call him Carlo Gambino for my niggas that know mafia history, because Carlo Gambino double crossed somebody to become the head of a family which eventually became known as the Gambino family. I know my history when it comes to mafia. Now, he did a Carlo Gambino. And apparently, they told him he had to apologize to Kendrick to be in the mob. Now it's funny that and the academic broke down, I think, the carnival thing that I guess Drake said or what have you. And everyone's saying that both these guys are supposed to be dropping some heat. Got heat coming. Well, yeah, we know this much. Future definitely got heat. I didn't know that so many people had issues with Drake. The Weeknd had a diss verse. ASAP Rocky had a diss verse. I'm like, Drake. Damn, Drake is like that. Jeez. Well, he got a lot of motherfuckers shooting at him. And it's kind of funny because, like I said, this is J. Cole had to know what was coming down the pipe. Because if he was off the album, and that, look, I'm sorry. He apologized. He was on the album, people. It just go. I think he got underlying issue with Drake. I think. And he was like, "Look, bro, I'm with these niggas over here. You know, I mean, I know that we are part of the big three, but you know, everyone says it should be Kendrick instead of you." So, hey, boy, Drake, damn. So, as of this recording, Drake has not dropped anything. Now, by the time you're hearing this on the Thursday that y'all hearing it, Drake might have dropped something, should have dropped something by then. So I'm curious. I definitely Please, if you ain't subscribed to my YouTube, go to my YouTube, STO, The Smokers Lounge, on YouTube, because when it drops, I am going to record an episode, which I'm going to put on YouTube first. So, you know, I'm not going to go into depth. I'm going to, you know, say, ain't nothing dropped. But like I said, for what I've heard so far from this Metro Boomin and everything, let's just say, wow. wow. It's, yeah, Future and Metro Boom is, it, damn, I'm curious. So everybody, but, and what's crazy is that, I'm sorry, it's, I don't care, nobody say, J. Cole, you a J. Cole to me. I'm like, I can't believe to his music the same after what he just did. Because I've never heard anyone, I mean, Nas and Jay-Z didn't even apologize to each other. It was just, they just dapped and said, yo, they're squashing. You know, Jeezy and, I don't think Jeezy and Gucci Man said they squashing the beef. I don't think it was an apology. They just squash it. That what you do. You don't apologize and say you're going to, you know, go ahead and punch me in the face. It's, what the fuck? It's, but now it explains everything. Because when Act played it, I heard it on Act shit, but I heard it. Personally. And then I went back and heard it. That the fact that he is on this album, wow. And understand this. As a rapper myself, if they were in the studio together, trust me, there was a conversation about Drake and all that and Metro and this and this and if him and Drake was that cool. Because I don't think it's a hatred. It's just maybe a dislike. A dislike there. And I really don't know what all this dislike came from, but I still don't really understand why the hell Kendrick really disliked the fuck out of Drake. I know they've been sending shots to each other, but I mean, but rappers do that. But me, I'm looking for great competition, man. It's, let me explain something to you. This is going to put hip-hop back on the map. If everything goes down this summer, beefs, because I just laughed at the fact that we had Chris Brown drop a track dissing Quavo, and Quavo came back with a track 24 hours later. I mean, it is beautiful. It is fucking beautiful. All this fucking rap beef, and they putting it on wax. They're not going back and forth on Instagram or TikTok. Where are they going? I mean, I'm loving it. But I'm still like, well, damn, wait a second. I forgot Quavo and Chris Brown had beef. That kind of threw me for a minute. He sung his beef. It was, you see, I don't drink Quavo. Oh, God, it's just, oh, my God, that's like a rapper and a comedian. I swear. You know, look, I guess the way I look at it is, this year has been, I said it, 2024 has been a year of beef. The year of fucking beef. People having beef. A lot of beef. A lot of issues, man. A lot. It's crazy. So, guess I'm done. You know, because when I look at it before I get out of here, and like I said, even when I talk about with the beef that a lot of the female are having. And then, of course, oh, the fake test. I've had the conversations. Y'all need to check out Savage Smoke on Spotify. For you can subscribe. This for my people on Spotify, they got a Spotify account. You should subscribe $4.99 a month. I talk to the industry's top male talents and male producers, and we really discuss the industry from a male perspective. And the fake testing, I keep telling everybody, when I say what I say on this show, I don't care about anybody else's podcast, not knocking anybody else's podcast. Hell no. I love all my pod mommies and my brother in the podcast community, the porn podcast community, but they never say the 100% truth of this issue. We have embraced the OnlyFans talent. We have embraced the OnlyFans way. We don't move as porn stars anymore. We don't try to make ourselves look bigger than life anymore. We just fall in with everybody else because we want to be viral. Think that's the way of making long-term money. No. Because what if by happenstance going viral becomes old? Y'all already see the 6 minute for 6 to 8 minute videos is dying down. People want to see some role play. They want to see some actual porn now. You can tell by the algorithm on my shit. Algorithms are all the, it ain't just because of the shit that I like. It's, yeah, what they put through, they makes money. They start playing. So, to me, what it comes down to is, when I look at everything that's going on in this business, especially with the fake testing, it's because these motherfuckers that's coming in, because they look at it as easy, it's because it's easy for me to get pussy. Not easy to make money. Easy. And I don't understand and will never understand why anybody would post their test results on their Twitter page. It is fucking asinine to me, but I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm going to look at you like you're crazy, but I'm not going to judge you. I'm gonna wonder what the fuck you were smoking on when you made that decision. I mean, what, you want to tell everybody? I mean, look, if there's girls you want to shoot with, send them the image in the DM. You ain't got to put it on your fucking timeline. I don't care if it's a convention coming up. I don't care if it's ABN. I don't care if it's Exotica. I don't care if it's XBiz. Because all they're doing is screenshotting the fucking shit. And then, two, here's the crazy part. If they're able to fake the test and able to get through shooting somebody, you want to know why? Because that female didn't do a due diligence because she was too busy worried about trying to fuck this motherfucker. That's why lately I've been having a conversation with ladies saying, let's be honest. The reason why we pick who we pick when it comes to content trade is, yeah, someone on the list because we want to fuck them. Because we have a choice of who we fuck when it comes to content trade. So, and that's the reason why there's so many fake tests. Because, dude, they don't want to miss out on getting that pussy, that quality pussy that they won't get at home. They're not getting their normal sex life. They're not in it for the money. The one thing we can see and say that, yeah, back in the day, dudes was in for the pussy, but they damn sure wanted the money. Trust and believe. They were going to work, they were going to get the money. Pussy was secondary. Now these niggas is pussy is primary. That's what we want. So look, I done talked 48 minutes. I hope I entertained y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed it. So let me break it down to you like this. If y'all want extra content, because I got plenty of it. Yeah. They play the game for free. First, Savage Smoke. I already mentioned it, me talking to the guys. I already got my man BB Bull Unit, BBC Bull Unit. I got Alfonso Lays. I got Head Tech. I even got my man Samaj. Yeah, we chopped it up. I got some more people coming. We chopped it up. And we give the real and we discuss the real. The porn business from the men. Because y'all hear it from the women. Because if you notice, the majority of these podcasts, they have most of the women on there. Don't have the men on there for so much. And it's understood because, shit, women are the stars. So I wanted to make this platform to where guys can come on here and we can really chop it up and talk. Nothing personal. No sugarcoating. Being completely honest. And if any of the females from the clips feel some type of way when the guy's saying something, well, guess what? Hit dog holler. Hit dog holler, all right? But no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? And then and if you do have an issue, hey, with what these dudes say, guess what? You come on the Premium Smoke Room. That's right, the Premium Smoke Room. That's the segue to get some exclusive enjoying content. And it's not just one podcast. No, it's five premium podcasts for you to enjoy. Three gorgeous, sexy hosts for you to check out and everything and what have you. And it gets more provocative. It gets more wild. It gets more crazy. It gets more off the chain. Tits come out. The truth comes out about this industry. And dildos might even pop out. And I'm telling what might actually happen. Because it's actually on loyal fans. That's right, people. And subscribe for $25.99 a month right now until May. You can subscribe for 50% off until the end of May. And if you have a Loyal Fans account already and you're a follower and you follow me on Loyal Fans, you can actually subscribe for 60% off. And if you're real great of a premium smoker, I might even give you a nice little discount in your mailbox. You know, keep you around and everything. And plus, you get your name shouted out on the show. And if you have any questions that you would like the ladies to answer, drop them in my inbox on Loyal Fans. So, the best smoke is what? Always premium. So, now, with that being said, I'm about to get up out of here. Enjoy my Friday. I got two other shows I got to do and get ready for. It's about to be lit. So, now we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience if you haven't learned anything? Smoke this over. Out.